everybody. Thanks for being here for this episode of Choose Happy. I'm your host, Nazi Javid. And today I have an extra special guest on the show with me. Her name is Serenity, and she is my beautiful, awesome niece. And she is going to school me today on what's cool in school. And welcome back, everybody. I have Serenity here. Hi, Ren.
Hi.
Are you excited to be on the podcast today?
Yes.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? How old are you? What grade are you in?
I am 9 and a half, and I am in fourth grade, almost going to be in fifth.
Wow, you're growing up so fast. I remember when you were just born, just a little teeny baby, and now you're all growing up. So I had asked you if you wanted to be on the podcast, and you said yes. And I said, what topics would you like to discuss? And you said, sharks and turtles.
Yes.
What is it about sharks and turtles that you love so much?
Well, I like how sharks, the way they swim to me is really cool. And what their, like, bones are kind of made of. It's made of, like, the ear, like your ear, like when you flex it.
Wow.
And turtles, a fact about them is when they're out of their egg, people need to turn off their lights in the cities and stuff, because if the lights are on, the turtle thinks that's the sun, and most of them don't live to get into the ocean.
Oh, I see. How'd you learn all this stuff?
Some are in books, some I just know, so yeah.
That's awesome. You're so smart. You're so smart, you're so sweet, and you're so funny. Oh my gosh. You make me laugh all the time. I loved the pictures you sent me yesterday of the police car and the reporter trucks. Those were so adorable. Did you buy those little cars?
So I actually traded things for the police car. I had to trade a lot.
What did you have to trade?
There was a motorcycle one, but they would not give me that one. The news reporter one, I looked through things and I just found that. And the ambulance was from when, at our school, we have a dress-up week, kind of, and whoever wins either get candy or whatever is in the basket, and so I didn't want candy, so I got that.
Good job. I'm glad. Those are much better. First responder cars, much better than candy. Good choice, niece.
Yes.
So,
and you can put it forever.
Yeah, you can keep them forever, and that's representative of me, because your auntie's a news reporter, and your Uncle Eddie, because he's a police sergeant. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher.
Ooh, I like that. What grade?
Probably third.
I love it. What about being a teacher appeals to you?
Teaching them to learn how to do math, because math you'll need all your life. Like measurements, you need to know how much do I put of this, how much do I put of that.
Yeah, very smart. And let's talk about measurements, because I recently discovered how much you love cooking, and that requires a lot of measuring, right?
Yes, a lot. And you have to do this recipe exactly. Otherwise, you have to do it in order, because one time I was making cookies, and I didn't put them in order, and then they turned out, like, really bad.
What's your favorite thing to cook or bake?
My favorite thing to cook is cakes.
Ooh, I love cake. What's your favorite kind of cake to make?
My favorite type is confetti.
Oh, yeah. Can never go wrong with a funfetti cake.
Yes, and an easy way how to make it is you can make your cake and then put it in a mug and cook it in the microwave, and it's a mug cake, and so, yeah.
Ooh, genius move. Hey, if you had a superpower, any superpower, what would it be?
Probably to fly.
Yes. Where would you fly to?
McDonald's.
You would fly to McDonald's?
Yes.
You could go anywhere and you would fly to McDonald's. I love it. Very good.
And I would also fly to go see you.
Oh, please do. I need to come fly to go to you. Remember when you probably don't remember because you were so little, but when you were born, I used to come every year to visit you on your birthday until I got this job here in Eureka, and then I wasn't able to leave every time in the summer. So I need to pick that up again and come see you. And you can come stay with me too, maybe like in a summer vacation or something.
I would love to do that.
Yes, anytime, anytime, Niecy. Okay, how about this? If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
I think, honestly, it'd be Lucky. He's one of our dogs, and like one time I was trying to love him, and then he got his paw and pushed me away.
That's very rude indeed. What bugs you?
Bugs.
Yes, good answer. I hate bugs.
Well, bugs help us like bees.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's some insects that are necessary, but for the most part, I don't like me a bug. No, no. Bugs do bug me too. Good, yes. good decision. What's your favorite place in the whole wide world?
Probably Hawaii and Idaho.
Oh, yes. Idaho is so beautiful. And Hawaii. You know, your auntie has been literally to so many different countries, and I've never been to Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii?
No, but Grandma has.
So we need to go. Maybe that's our next trip together. We go to Hawaii. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I guess that was. I'm scared of water, like if it's like a boat or something, because... Mm-hmm. You don't know what could happen.
True.
There could be an iceberg and then it sinks.
Hopefully there's no icebergs in Hawaii.
I bet not.
I hope.
It's tropical island.
What's the best thing that ever happened to you?
Meeting you.
Oh, I love you so much. Hey, if you found a genie in a bottle, what would be your three wishes?
I could talk to dogs.
It's a good one.
I could fly. And not be able to follow a recipe and just know the measurements.
Oh, that's a great wish. I wish I could do that too. I would be a much better cook. Good wish.
Yeah, and I have to wash all those dishes.
Oh my gosh, I hate washing dishes.
I know, I don't wash them, so.
Oh, diva, sorry. Who washes them? Grandma washes them for you?
Nope.
Oh, you're so spoiled.
Yes, I am.
If you could be any age for the rest of your life, what age would you be and why?
When I was 5, because I had the best kindergarten teacher ever. She was so nice.
Aww. That's very sweet. You should send this to her so she can hear you say that.
Okay.
If you got to be the parent for the day, what rules would you have?
No making a mess, no cooking, but do all your homework. And then after that, if you do all of that, you can watch TV.
That's a good rule. Do you follow those rules at home?
No.
You're too much. What's your favorite word?
Dogs.
Dogs. Dogs come up a lot. Yeah. How many dogs do you have?
We have 3.
Aww. You want to tell our listeners about them a little bit?
Yes. So we have Gypsy. She is a little bit of, I'm pretty sure, a brindle. She is 5 years old, and she acts like a puppy very much.
Aww. She's a new one that you recently got, right?
Yes, and she has cancer.
So. Aww. I think that's really sweet that you and Grandma do that.
Yeah, because nobody else wanted to get her just because her cancer. So
that's a really sweet thing to do, to love a doggy and to take care of them in their hardest years. That's very sweet. That's a good lesson to learn in life, to be of service and to care for other people and other animals, living things.
Yes, and we got Charlie, not recently, but like a long time ago.
Yeah.
He got his mom and she died. And so he started whining a lot. So we bought him Lucky. We got Lucky. And Charlie is brown and white on his neck. And Lucky is plain white.
Wow. Do you get dog hair all over you sometimes?
You can't wear black in this house.
But that's okay. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. They're our family.
Yes. And Lucky is 100 pounds of love.
Oh, very sweet. What are four things that your friends would say that you're really good at?
They would probably say I'm good at being bossy.
Oh my gosh. You are my niece. You know, when Auntie was a little girl, have you ever seen Charlie Brown?
Yes.
Do you know Lucy in Charlie Brown with the black hair and she's always bossing everyone around?
Yes.
When I was a little kid, my friends used to tease me and call me Lucy.
Oh, my goodness.
I like to call it leadership, not bossiness. Leadership.
And I don't like this at all. But at school, people call me Dora.
Oh, Dora the Explorer. I see it. It's in the haircut. That's adorable.
That's exactly why I don't like being called Dora.
What are some other things your friends would say you're good at?
Good at talking.
Yes, you're very good at talking. You got that from your auntie too, I think.
Yes. They would probably say I'm good at making slime.
Ooh, that's cool. You're a slime master. Our daughter Christy used to make slime a lot, and she would put glitter in it and stuff.
Grandma does not allow glitter in this house.
That's a good decision, because you can never get rid of it ever. It stays with you forever.
And I never bring paintings to school, but I'm pretty good at painting.
Oh, can you paint me something and I can hang it in my studio?
I think I already did that.
Oh, I'm so excited. Wait, do I have it yet?
No. I'll send it to you. It's already done.
Yay, I can't wait. Oh, I'm so excited. I'll hang it in my studio or my office, depending on where you want it to be hung.
I'm fine with that.
Yay. What? Have you ever had a really bad nightmare?
Like, I don't remember what it was, but, like, there's these two men, and, like, there was blood all over the house, and, like, really scary things, and it even woke me up. So.
Oh, man. I hate nightmares. What was the best dream you ever had?
The best dream I've ever had is a big fluffy unicorn.
A big fluffy unicorn. I love it. That's awesome. Is that your favorite, like, stuffed animal, unicorns?
Yes, basically. Oh. Other than dogs. Dogs always get in front of everything else.
Yes, dogs number one. Specific to boxer dogs or any kind of dogs?
I prefer boxers the most. Second, it would be a chihuahua.
Oh, yes. Barbie. Barbie's right here next to me wearing her cheerleading outfit.
And third, the biggest and the best would be the Great Dane.
Great Dane. Oh, that's a good one. Auntie has a Great Dane, doesn't she?
Yes. Auntie Rhonda.
Yeah, those are nice doggies too. Beautiful dogs.
Yes. I love bulldogs.
What do you want your future to be like?
Happy.
Yes, I love it. What's the biggest lesson you've ever learned
Jesus.
about Jesus?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite verse or something that you'd like to share?
There's two, so I'm trying to decide which one.
Okay, you can do both.
Okay. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son,
That
that
who shall ever
whosoever
believeth in him? Keep going.
would not perish but have everlasting
Lasting
life.
life. Good job. That's my favorite too. Good job.
And the second one would be, he hath heard, love thy neighbors and hate thy enemies. But I say unto you, love thy enemies, even though it curse you, be good to them, even if they curse you, persecute you, use you, or despitefully, use you. And that's the end.
Beautiful. Well done. I love that you have a good solid foundation in faith. That's so important. If you could make a new animal, what would it be?
A shark?
A
No,
shark unicorn.
cat slash fish.
A cat slash fish. Oh, okay.
A catfish.
Oh, a catfish. Good choice. If you could be somebody else for a day, who would you be and why?
You.
No. My life is crazy. I don't know if you know that.
Like to be you because you get to be on the news and you live in California and lots of good stuff.
Well, thank you very much. And you can come shadow me for a day anytime and see what it's like. And I can take you to the studio and we can do our little news report. I think that you would actually be a really good news reporter when you grow up because you're outgoing, you talk a lot, you ask a lot of good questions, you're very inquisitive, you're a critical thinker. So there's no reason why you couldn't be a reporter when you grow up. What do you look forward to when you wake up every day?
Probably if it's a Wednesday, Tuesday, or Friday, hot lunch.
Hot lunch. That's how to do it. I love it. That's great. What's a good hot lunch these days?
There's two. So last week I missed it, but there was pizza.
Ooh.
And I didn't miss it, but on Friday I got to have chicken nuggets, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, and a cookie.
Oh my gosh. Yum.
Sadly, my cookie got devoured by gravy.
Oh no, a cookie, gravy cookie. Gross. Oh
Yes, I did not eat it, I threw away.
man, that's okay because you can bake good cookies yourself anyways.
Yeah, it was like the box kind. Who eats box kind cookies?
Who eats box kind cookies? I know. You're such a diva. What do you think would be like if nobody had a phone?
I would probably give mine away to a poor person.
Oh, that's so sweet, Serenity. That's very sweet. I love that you're thinking of others all the time. You're such a good girl. What are some of your goals in life, and how do you plan to reach them?
Getting an A in spelling because the reward is if I get it, then I actually get Naz Kebab and it's so good.
You get a what?
Naz Kebab, it's a Persian restaurant.
Oh, Naz Kebab, like Naz, like Auntie Naz. That's
Yes,
right.
that's one reason why I love it.
Kebab is really good. Was that you trying to barbecue the other day? I saw in your picture.
Yes, but I was scared to pick up the thing because the fire started like popping, so I got scared of something would pop on me.
I'm proud of you. You'll be able to get there. That's awesome. Hey, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it?
Oh, $1 million?
Yes.
I would probably get a house cleaner to clean the house.
How coincidental. That's exactly what I would do also.
I would get tons of more clothes.
Ooh, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite color to wear?
I like black and white.
Yes, black and white's very chic because it can go with any pop of color.
Yeah, and I would also, if the police allowed me, I'd buy all the dogs of boxers I could.
If the police would allow her, she'd buy all the boxers she could. Your Uncle Eddie just walked in the door. Speaking of police, you want to say hi? We're recording.
Hi, Serenity.
You got to get a little closer.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Doing good. Are you busy today? Doing lots of stuff?
No, I'm more like just watching TV and talking.
Yeah. Well, that's lots of stuff. You know, your Auntie Noz does that too. She watches TV and can talk lots too.
Yeah, that's what we do. Usually I'm talking on the TV. If you had a time machine, where would you go? Like, would you go in the past, the future, and why?
I would probably go to the time where Jesus was, like, preaching.
Ooh, that would be really neat.
Yes.
Do you ever get angry?
Yes, very easy.
What? Oh, no. What makes you angry?
When Grandma wants me to do homework. Homework's not fun.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject would be math.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm so proud of you that you like math. That's wonderful. That's going to help you go far in life.
One thing I do not like is formulas and geometry.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're a little young for geometry, I feel like. But that's great that you're...
I love my favorite thing about math. Is algebra. Algebra is my favorite.
You love algebra, but you're nine. That's awesome. Good for you. I'm so proud of you. What a smart cookie you are.
Yes.
If you could invent something to make life easier, what do you think you would invent?
A homework machine.
That's a good one. A homework machine. Like it would do your homework for you.
Yes.
Genius. Genius invention. Let me know when you come up with that because I would totally buy that. If you could do something, if you could pick one really nice thing to do for somebody else, what would it be and who would it be for?
It would probably be for my grandma and picking up dog something.
You need to invent a machine that picks up dog poop. That's a good invention too.
Yes, very.
If the sky could rain down food, what would you like? What food would you like it to rain down?
It's raining tacos.
Tacos. Oh Lord. Oh, Taco Tuesday. Do you do Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, well, we don't have it, but I wish we would.
You can always make it because you right. like cooking. You can make your own tacos.
We have Taco Friday around here.
We have Taco Friday. We have Taco Saturday. Park asked for tacos today. I mean, it's the taco eat, every day. Yeah, every day tacos. It's taco day.
You said it goes, I'll eat them tomorrow. That's what you told me last night. I'll be hungry for them.
Don't worry. I don't have the patience to do it on a certain day.
Oh, yeah. You can just have it whenever you want. That's the best way to do it.
Yes. And my taco meat has to have lots of seasoning so I can taste it.
Yeah, you don't want bland taco meat. Like, who eats bland taco meat?
I know. It's like a hamburger without taco.
Gross.
I don't even need to get a taco.
Yeah, you got to have a good seasoning. What would you season your taco meat with?
Taco seasoning.
Good answer. What else would you put on your tacos?
That's all.
That's it. No cheese, no tomato, onion, avocado, guac?
Cheese is gross.
Cheese is gross. I cannot believe you don't like cheese or peanut butter. Like, those are two of my favorite things.
Don't worry, I pick off the cheese on my pizza.
That's so strange.
Don't worry, when I make my pizza at home, I just put sauce and, yeah, that's all.
That's crazy. But you know, to each his own. Like, I don't like sauce at all, so I would just go with cheese and, like, olive oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
My favorite dessert is croissant.
Ooh, like a good croissant, buttery croissant, maybe a chocolate croissant. Yes. Cinnamon and sugar.
I tried them yesterday, and when I tasted that, it was so flaky and it was so good.
A good flaky croissant. I love cinnamon and sugar everything. Like, if you give me a churro of any kind, that's, like, how I roll.
I wanted to try a churro. They look so good, but last time we went to a restaurant, and they put, like, syrup on the churros.
They put syrup on it?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes in restaurants they do that. They'll drizzle chocolate or whatever on it. Yeah. What makes you feel happy?
Dogs and my grandma and you and Uncle Andy.
Oh, you're so sweet. You make us so happy. Oh my goodness. So we're going to end the podcast now. We got cut off, but can you sign us out? If you were a reporter and you were doing this podcast and you were the host, how would you sign off the podcast?
Thank you for watching. Please come again.
You're so cute. We're on. They're listening. There's no video.
Please subscribe.
Please subscribe. Good job. All right, everybody. And that is your episode of Choose Happy. I hope it made you happy. Serenity, we love you. I miss you. And thank you for being a guest on Choose Happy with Nazi Javid. Yay.
Bye.